younger generation. Induction, destruction. The watch and die. Regard your what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. Listen to this. War has shattered many young men's dreams. Many disabled, bitter and mean. Lasting short breaches to be fought wars each day. War can give life. You only take away life. War. Whoa, 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 whoa. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. War. Regard your what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Now listen to this. War. Ain't nothing but a heartbreaker. War, that one friend and then the undertaker. Just war. I
that was the Modernettes, Barbara. And before that, we played DOA War, Subhumans, Blood, Sweat, and Beers from their album New Dark Age Parade. And if you love punk and post-punk music, we have a show on CJSF dedicated to just that called The Blurred Crusade. And we'll be back with more Melanie Hard Battle after this.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Early days, the student society was really active in terms of getting the bands and entertainment and comedians, all kinds of people to campus. So we even had some of the big jazz musicians that came up too. But the cultural director, his name was Roy Shook, and he decided to get a number of prominent people in the media to SFU for a big debate. So he reached out to all kinds of people, including Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And so obviously Martin Luther King was quite busy at the time, so he was unable to come, but he wrote a very polite, very nice letter to Mr. Roy Shook explaining why he was unable to come up to SFU for this event. Mm-hmm. And so this is a photocopy, but we do have the original signed by Martin Luther King Jr. So we're in archives. We don't usually take a lot of artifacts. It's mainly paper documents and photographs, that type of thing. But somewhere along the line, we ended up with this doll dressed in SFU convocation gear. There you go. Very 1960s. And she's even got a little cap.
Does she have a name?
No. We should think of one. She should have a name.
Oh, wow. She's actually pretty cute.
Yeah, she's kind of cute.
Yeah. And then where did it come from?
We don't know.
You don't know. Okay.
She's just been on the shelf for probably a few decades.
A few decades. Okay. And it's just been sitting there.
Yes.
And then you gotta think of a name.
So one thing that people might be surprised to know that we have are some photocopies of documents that were actually created and signed by J. Edgar Hoover of the FBI. So Dallas Smythe was a professor in the communications department at SFU. He came very early on in the 1960s, but previous to that, he lived in the United States for many decades. And he was investigated by the FBI for un-American activities at the time. And so later on, I believe in the 1970s, he requested through the Freedom of Information Act all of the records relating to the investigations that they had done into him. And they sent him back like a huge pile of photocopied documents. But it's really interesting because some pages you can see there's quite a bit of information available.
Yeah, but blacked
but
out.
Then like how other ones, you may just get a page that's completely blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
So this document here was actually from John Edgar Hoover. And then this one here was also signed by Hoover. So he was very involved in this investigation, it seems.
Ooh, top secret agent stuff, just like the movies. And we're going to talk more about the movies and SFU after these messages.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
What do you love about working at SFU?
Well, I would say I love getting the students into the archives. We get a lot of classes that come in, and there's even a couple of classes that are devoted to SFU history and how it reflects the broader social and political history of the times. So I love talking to the students, and it's really exciting for me when I see a little spark in their eye, when they get interested in a particular item, and then they'll often have an assignment to do using our collection. So it's really fun to see what they come up with, and we've had some really amazing papers that come out of that.
Fantastic. And then I know you showed me a spooky doll earlier, and yes. X-Files was actually filmed in Vancouver, for those people who don't know. And I noticed there's also a lot of movies that are filming in Vancouver, even at SFU.
Yes, that's right. Even back in the early 70s, there was a movie called The Ground Star Conspiracy, which starred one of the members of the A-Team, George Peppard. And I'm going to show you that poster in a little bit. And I've actually watched the movie. It's not the best, but SFU looks incredible. It's amazing to see what the university looked like when it was brand new. It's almost seems like it's sparkling.
Amazing.
But if you're a lover of science fiction, I would check that out. It's on YouTube. And there, The Fly was also filmed here as well, so we have some photos in the archives.
Love that
showing
movie.
What campus looked like at the time. Actually, Fly 2, yeah.
Do you love to hang out in Vancouver as well? Can you recommend any restaurants or places to go and see?
I like Green Auto. Recently, we've been to a lot of shows there, and that's a pretty amazing venue to go to. Lana Luz is always good. Been there many years. A lot of my friends' bands play there. And then, I moved out of Vancouver just before the pandemic. I'm in White Rock, but when I do go into town, I love Commercial Drive.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Motion picture in my head. When I see the credits rolling, girl, no, I'm dead. Why'd you step? Somebody should have said. I've been overflowing, spilling into an empty bed. I got a message for the girls downstairs. It's gonna let you fight emotion. Oh,
Sakura Saga.
And that was Boom Shakalaka by the Vitos. And if you didn't know, our Wham Bam East Van Show motto is VanCon in your face, Boom Shakalaka. So of course I'm going to play that song. Anyways, it's time to bid you all adieu. Thank you, Melanie, for being our special guest. And thank you for tuning in and hanging out with me. We're going to end with Brass Camel, What Are You Gonna Do? The In-Between, Let Me Down. Mason Burns, a cover of Led Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love. And we love that they're all playing at Van Sabbath Volume 2 at the Wise Hall in East Van on July 4th. And Spendo will be there as well. And if this episode repeats next year, keep an eye out for Van Sabbath Volume 3, 4, 5, because I heard the first one was a total banger. Let's keep live music going, folks, and I hope you're all able to get out there and enjoy it. Stay tuned for the next program. It's going to be all metal, baby. The 60-Minute Stage Dive with Jeremy. We'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Bye! If your head's not in the clouds, what are you gonna do about it?
Bye.